Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome everyone to another spiritual and impactful episode of Spiritual Vitamins. As always, I'm your teacher. I must apologize for the length of time that I've been away. I know many of you have been looking for word and guidance, and I have failed to do so. Excuses won't work in life. So I'm going to make it my job to do better. I can truly say I've been out here on the streets trying my best to make the world a better place. So, everyone knows what's coming up on the 8th. Everyone knows that the 8th is election. Now, normally I would tell you to go out and go vote. Normally I would tell you let your voice be heard. But I'm also here to tell you that it's okay if you don't. It's fine. It's quite fine if you don't. There is nothing that should be held against you if you choose to not vote. My brothers and my sisters, voting is a privilege. It is. But let me tell you something. You don't have to. Oh, see, here we go. Here we go. You don't have to if you don't want to. We should be allowed in this world to make the choices that we believe are best for us. If we are fine with the way things are, then we should not be pressured by those who believe that we should see things from their perspective. Now, I must apologize for my voice. I have a bit of a cold while I have been away and contracted a virus. Don't know how I got it. But it happens when you got sick kids. As y'all know, a virus has been going around. So, but back to our topic. Today I want to give you guys a little bit of knowledge and understanding and guidance as to why the choices you make have consequences and why you should just be okay with the choices you make. Let me tell you something. No one in this world likes a person or people that go back on their word. I'm going to share a situation with you guys. And tell me if this sounds familiar to you. So I want you guys to put yourself in the position of an apartment complex owner. The rent has gone up and it's time to evict that person. Now, I'm going to interrupt this scenario by saying this. At the end of this scenario, I'm going to ask you two questions. Now, the people, they call you. You know it's been hard for them to get money together to meet the rent. You know, right now, COVID-19 is making it hard for everybody. Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Allegheny County, Harford County, County. It doesn't matter which county you in. It's hard for everybody. So, listen. I, for the life of me, cannot understand this. So you see, now you're the complex owner. You see that this family cannot make their payments. You see that the city is not doing what it's supposed to do. So it comes up election. You decide, I'm going to proceed to take my right to vote. I vote. The person I vote for doesn't win. Now, don't you think that's going to make you feel kind of angry? The changes you want made, do you think they're going to happen? Now, see, I'm not trying to discourage anybody from voting, but I am trying to tell people and get people to understand. Now, here are my two questions. Don't you believe if you would have made a choice within yourself that you would, that you could have made a better impact in that family's life? Number two, isn't the choice up to you to decide what you do? A job is a job. If I save one family, then hey, I save one family. But those, that one family I save is... Excuse me. 4 to 5 lives, I do save. And quite frankly, I think those 4 to 5 lives that I save is way better than saving no lives at all. Now, like I said, again, I'm not trying to discourage anybody from voting, but I'm trying to get you to understand. See, I've always had an issue with people pushing people to go vote. I've voted several times. I voted for Mayor Sheila Dixon to come back and try to change Baltimore. Back to the way it was before crime took over. I mean, they got rid of over some dumb gift cards. So, get rid of over some dumb gift cards. I voted for her and she didn't win. Do you know how that made me feel? It made me feel like crap because we're back to the same politics. See, politicians like to always try their best to dress things up like, you know, they tell you in your face that they're going to make this change, that change. And then when an actual change comes up, they never change anything. They probably don't even change their drawers. Now, here we go. Here we go. Just because I'm sick don't mean my body is not well. Assalamu alaikum to all my Muslim brothers and sisters. Rahabat Natir Mushar. To all of those in the Nugu and my star children. Jumbo out, Ibaradasubori. To all my African brothers and sisters. I want everyone to understand, man. I'm not telling you not to exercise your right to vote, but I am saying that if you don't want to vote, don't let anyone make you feel bad. Like, you choosing to not vote was the worst thing on the planet, because it is not. Half of the people you may vote for may not even win, because you stand a chance in winning the lottery more than you stand a chance in your person you picked winning the election. Now, you know, here's how you got to make sure your person wins. You got to go out on the streets and campaign for that person and force other people to believe in that person over the person they chose. Making them understand that their choice is the wrong choice. Now, why should we be doing that? Why should we be forcing people to change their minds? Why should we be telling people it's okay? You don't have to vote for him. Vote for this person. Now, suppose the person they wanted to vote for would have actually made the changes. I'm not going to lie to you. I was not a big fan of Larry Hogan. I was not. Didn't vote for him. Not one time. But then Larry Hogan got in office and he made some actual changes. He made some actual changes. He's a Republican with a Democratic like mine. Now, I'm not about politics. Y'all know that. I'm not a politician. I can't stand politics. But I will say this, and take this with a grain of salt, or take this however you want. I can never truly understand how people can sit here, watch the world burning in the fiery lake of sulfur, and believe that turning over and giving power to more men and women and giving them control over us is the way to do things. Well, I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, you don't have to do it. You don't. It's okay. It's okay. If you choose not to, that's fine. If you choose to, that's fine. I just don't want you to feel like you are pressured into making a choice and doing something that other people believe you should do. I watch on the news all the time and I hear about this and I hear about that. I see the news promoting more of the positivity of voting instead of even seeing the negative side to it. It talks down about those who choose to not vote. But we gotta remember, brothers and sisters, beloved, too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing. It's bad. The Bible says the want of something in excess is a sin. The Quran teaches us. Allah says that the want of all the good things in the world only pleases the flesh. And as the flesh dies, those things you want, you cannot take with you. I know a lot of people who are in that same similar situation. And I've seen the acts and kindness of people doing things out here in the streets without politics being involved in it. I remember when I was young, me and my girlfriend at the time, the one I had then at that time, we were going down to the Inner Harbor. And this is when the Inner Harbor going down there was fun. Now it's not. Now you're finding bodies and dead relatives in the harbor, and I'm not even going there. So, get this. I had a little bit of change in my pocket, you know, at the time I was working. And I was just, me and my girlfriend were just hanging out, you know, going down there to go chill, you know, have some boyfriend and girlfriend time, you know, like a couple is supposed to. I had some money in my pocket. We came off the subway and I saw this homeless guy right there. I went over to him and I said, He asked me for some change. I said, I could give you this change, but I really want to change your life by doing something greater than that. And he looked at me and I said, can I buy you something to eat? I took him inside the 7-Eleven that was right there. Used to be a 7-Eleven right there as soon as you got off the subway and Shot Tower. It's not there anymore. Tragic. I took him into that 7-Eleven and I bought this man enough sandwiches for the week and enough drinks for the week. I spent $125 on this man at a 7-Eleven. Of course, with the job I was working, I got that in one night anyway, but I'm not going to go there anyway. My whole point is this. I fed his spirit and I fed his soul. I didn't just feed him physically. I gave that man renewal of life. When I got him that food, he said, thank you, man. He said, thank you. He said, you know, I sit out here on the streets and I wonder when my next meal is going to come. He said, but you just did something for me that no one on these streets have done. People walk past me and act like I don't even exist. He said, but you stopped and gave me some food to last me a whole week. Instead of giving me the $125, you chose to provide me with food. He said, man, I didn't even have nothing to eat for the night. He said, I was probably going to use whatever you was going to give me some food for the night. He said, but man, you just really, really blessed me. And I told him, I said, that's the only thing I'm trying to do. We can do more in this world by acting than sitting there and waiting for somebody's name to get written down on a piece of paper and for other people to say, yeah, we want that person too. Now, again, I'm not trying to discourage people from voting. If you want to vote, that's your prerogative. But I'm saying don't put down the ones who do not want to. Don't go in the media. Don't go in the news and tell them that not voting is wrong. Oh, not voting is what led to Donald Trump winning. No, what led to Donald Trump winning was the people who voted for him. That's what led to him winning. Let's be realistic, people. We cannot sit here and act like not choosing to do something is also a bad thing. I remember when I was a teenager, right? I was hanging out with a couple of my friends from school. We was playing hooky. That's right. Your boy, the chosen one, did play hooky. Especially when it came to getting the cookie. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so played hooky with my classmates. A couple of my classmates and one of my friends. And I remember we were going past Walmart, Noyes Mills. And there was a lady, once we was getting off the bus, she was asking us for some money. I didn't have anything to give her, but I felt bad. So I was like, I wanted to go back to that lady and I wanted to at least, you know, do something nice for her. When we got up there to the Walmart, I turned around and I said, man, I feel bad. I want to do something nice for that lady. And they said, all right, well, let's go. My friends were like-minded like me. So I turned around and I saw her get off the bus. And she went into the parking lot where the Sam's Club was. And she got into a nice car. We all saw that and we were like, man. I chose to not give anything. And I'm glad I didn't. because I was about to sow a seed of unrighteousness and give this woman some money that she didn't even need. Those people are called panhandlers. I was mad. I was mad. Excuse me. But I chose to do nothing. And I chose to leave it alone. I chose to walk away. Me and my friends went back up to Walmart and we hung out. Loitered inside the Walmart. No, we didn't steal. We just loitered. We hung out. It's okay if you feel like you don't want to do something. Don't feel pressured into doing something. We tell kids all the time, don't give in to peer pressure. But then when our peers pressure us to vote, oh, we got to give in to that. Let's not just sit here and tell children about the right to vote. Let's tell them the truth about everything. Why voting is so important. And let's tell them the truth and why it's okay to not vote. I stand before you guys right now on the precipice of things, wondering where is our world going to, because it's going to hell in a handbasket. But the way we change our world is not by electing other people. It is possible for us to take action and make those changes. I've seen more people do stuff with their own ass than sitting here and waiting for somebody else in a higher power to do something about it that ain't doing nothing about it. Let us remember, we're favoring an opportunity for them to have to pay more in taxes. Now, I don't think they're going to like that too much. So if they ain't going to like that too much, I don't think they're going to give a damn about helping you or me. Now, again, I am not discouraging your right to vote. But I am saying let's stop peer pressuring people into making a choice that they don't want to make. I am here as a voice for the voiceless. I am here as a person that wants to help those people who feel like the world is coming down on them. I choose to take action and do something about it. I'm not waiting for an elected official. I'm not waiting for a delegate or someone else in Congress to do something. While they are taking their precious time and enjoying their nice mansion that they're getting off of the taxpayers' money, I chose to do something, to get up there on my own 2 feet and help where I can. The Bible says faith with the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. It can move mountains and topple valleys. Is your faith about the size of a mustard seed? Whether you believe in God, Allah, Buddha, whoever, is your faith about the size of a mustard seed? 10 to 1, all religions are saying the exact same thing and they speak the same positive message. That's why I love the religion that I am. I choose to practice all of them and see the potential in all of them. I say my 4 prayers in the morning. I meditate. I stay calm the whole day, not allowing myself to become angry about the things around me. But then I also allow myself to vent my frustrations in a positive way. So brothers and sisters, I ask you, why sit there and do that? I'm going to bring you guys back to that scenario with the landlord. So let's say that landlord decided to go right ahead and wait until he votes. Now that family done got put out of their house, they on the streets. That delegate wins, and then next thing you know, he changes the rules, but that family is already out in the streets. So already too late. Things take time. But why take that time away from things that you can do right now? I heard from a good friend of mine about his family. And I decided to help him out in this way. Him and his family was facing eviction. I chose to do something about it. I looked into this program of rental assistance. And I talked to him about it and got him hooked up with the program. Now, on the day of eviction, right, he gets the rental assistance, but the apartment complex in which he was living in chose to take it upon themselves to not sign the paper they were supposed to sign, granting him the money he was supposed to get to pay for his rent and to pause him from getting evicted. Because one of the stipulations on it was that if he gets evicted, then the apartment complex will be breaking the federal law and they'll be sued. Well, yokes on their face, they didn't sign the paper. I got with a good friend of mine, it's an attorney. Now see, all of this that I'm doing, I'm not a delegate, I'm not a congressman, I'm a basic human being like you and me. A basic human being like everybody else, sorry. I got him a good attorney. The attorney looked into the situation, filed a lawsuit against the apartment complex because the apartment complex had the money the entire time. If you guys want to know the name of this apartment complex, the name is Cross Country Realty. Continental Realty. That's the name of the organization. Do not stay at their place. The place is called Cross Country Manor. Do not stay there. These people have done this numerous times. And I'm trying to prevent as many people as I can from getting hurt the exact same way my friend got hurt. Now, of course, I don't live there, so, you know. So then the question would be, since I don't live there, why should I care? But I do. Got him the attorney. The attorney looked into it and sued Continental Realty. My friend now is living in a house. He got $1.28 million from that organization because they lied. And come to find out, this has happened more than one time. Another person got with the same similar attorney and found out that this complex has been doing this for years. The owner of the complex, his name is Michael. I just want to put that out there. Whatever I can do to stop him from hurting innocent people, I'm willing to do so. Take action. Stop waiting. Take action. Do it now. Don't worry about all the he say, she say bullcrap. Take action. That's all the time I have on my show today, and I want all of you to understand. At the end of the day, man, you have the power to make change in this world. You don't have to wait for somebody else to do it. You can make change because you, the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So then you have the power to make mountains move. You have the power to command the valleys that are low to rise up. You have the power within you. There's so much positivity flowing from you, you don't even realize how much it is. So have faith, brothers and sisters. Have faith with the size of a mustard seed. Even that's enough. Jumbo, oh, Hibara Saburi. Assalamu alaikum to all my Muslim brothers and sisters. And I bid you all a good, good day. And remember, it's okay. You don't have to do anything. Sometimes doing nothing is the best approach. The Bible says, peace be still. Peace be still. Sometimes you gotta sit in the quiet. You gotta sit in the quiet. Listen to the sound of his voice. And that quiet, he can speak to you the loudest. Thank you.